Hey, Bliss Babes. Welcome back to Soul Body Bliss. We are in week number 9 with Sense Organ Care. And I just want to reflect upon this course so far is that we've covered a lot of ground. And this week then is a little bit more about kind of the icing on the cake, as I like to call it. So the first few habits, especially the first 3, 4, 5, are the most essential and going to have the biggest impact on your health overall. Whereas sense organ care is a little bit more of, we're kind of like more in cruise mode with this one. So they're easy to incorporate. Some small little habits you can pick up maybe one or two of them. If you feel like it's more important for you to focus your energy on the other habits, then that's supported. So you might just take a listen into this lesson, see what you get from it, and then you can incorporate it down the road when you feel more fit, or you can, when you feel it fits into your life, or you can take them on now if you feel ready. So as a reflection from the past 9 weeks, we have this overarching theme about how we're syncing up with the natural flows of Earth's energy and really living more in tune with nature. So that's one of the big core fundamentals of this course. Another one is that you're building awareness of how your choices and your actions influence how you feel, and using that power of your awareness to make empowered choices. So looking at this, the way that we're syncing up with nature, and you're having an earlier, lighter dinner, and that's supporting your alignment of your inner fire with that daily cycle. The fire is burning the strongest during the middle of the day. Your digestive power is the strongest, and so you're eating your main meal then. And then you're having a lighter dinner, an earlier lighter dinner, when the digestion is a little less strong. And you make it early so that you don't tax the digestive fire later in the night. Then you're having an easy, relaxing, and restorative evening, connecting into that energy of kapha. It's the things are slowing down. The day is winding down. It's time to ground down into that and that slowing of energy and connect that that sweet side of you, that kapha, that that nurturance, that restorative quality in the place of experiencing more pleasure, more easefulness, more easiness in general, and that connective quality, connecting to yourself and connecting to those around you. And this is building your immunities, the essence of kapha and the essence of those healthy bodily tissues is your ojas, and your ojas is your glow. And by relaxing and having that restorative evening, that you're building your ojas and the power of your immunity. Then you're going to sleep earlier and getting that deeply rested in the dark of the night. And so you're just following that pulse of nature. When it's dark out, you're resting and you're getting the highest quality rest to wake up with more energy, to wake up feeling refreshed and having more strong, stable energy throughout the day. You're waking up with that more vata energy in the morning. And so vata is this expansiveness, and you're connecting with spirit and that expansive quality of vata, the subtle essences of it. So you're connecting more into a place of miracle-mindedness, a place of setting intention, looking at a bigger picture, connecting with something that's larger than you, spirit, God, goddess, whatever that is for you, and really just kind of making time and space for that for yourself in the early morning hours before you get move into the more analytical side by reading books or checking email or things like that. Then you're flushing your channel of water and you're aligning with the apana vata energy. And that apana vata is that downward movement of vata, which also is really strengthening the root chakra. And you're clearing out waste from yesterday and going to the bathroom. And that's the easiest when apana vata is strongest in that early morning. Next is the practice of opening the body with breath and taking in prana as the first meal of the day. Then you're opening or eating a more natural plant-based diet, full of fruit and vegetables and whole grains, and just focusing on bringing that plant-based, more plants into your diet, into your meals, and noticing the prana, the vital life force essence, in the food that you're eating. So you're choosing things that have more prana, and they're in their more whole, complete plant form. And then on week 6, you brought in the practice of self-love with your daily Abhyanga oil massage, building ojas, that sense of groundedness, loving touch, nourishing the skin, nourishing the nervous system, supporting yourself to feel really cared for, supporting that quality of rest and strength, and building more of a container for yourself. And then in week 7, we went into sitting in silence, daily meditation practice, pranayama, mantra, if that's something that you're bringing in, but really just moving into your inner being and your inner world and your inner self to support the growth of your inner self, of your true essence, of your light, of living more from your heart and your soul, and establishing that as a regular part of your day in your daily meditation practice to ripple out into the rest of your day and influence yourself and influence the people around you. And then we moved into week number 8. Last week we had, we talked a lot about the healthier eating guidelines and how we nourish ourselves. Aside from what we're eating, we looked at just how we actually eat, how we can eat in healthier ways, how we can tune in with ourselves and what our body needs, and how we can just shift one habit around food and the ways that we nourish ourselves to have a stronger impact on our health in a better way in the big run. So that's just a brief review of where we're at, and that brings us then into week number 9, which is a sense organ care. So those first practices are really the bones, the foundation, the structure, and the frame of this. It's the essentials of building this healthy home that you're building. Adding in the practices of sense organ care is like the interior decoration. So the first ones are the most important and more essential. And then when it's time, when you're ready, you can incorporate more of these sense organ practices. That being said, the first one that I want to talk about is so easy to bring into your life. It's so easy. And doing all of these really, sense organ care is so important because how we use our senses is the kind of the gateways into how we perceive the world. So when our senses are operating in a clear, sharp, acute manner, our perception of the outer reality of the environment around us is that much more attuned into what's happening. And so if we want to age gracefully and maintain these clear, sharp, open, healthy sensory perceptions and interact with the outer world better, longer, we practice this sense organ care. And we practice ways to really make sure that we're taking care of ourselves before, in a preventative way, before it's too late or something's malfunctioning. So what I want to share with you mainly is about eye care, oil pulling, tongue scraping, nasal rinsing, nasal oiling, or nausea as we call it. And in my opinion, I think tongue scraping is the most important one, and also one of the easiest ones to do. It's really, really simple. So this is one that you guys can all just purchase a nice tongue scraper and really just fit it into your day with as you're brushing your teeth. So essentially the benefits of scraping your tongue is for quite a number of reasons. We recognize that digestion is an essential part, a key cornerstone of good health in Ayurveda. And using our tongue is one of the first phases of digestion. The tongue is a highly intelligent organ, highly intelligent. And it takes in so much information about the food that we're about to eat and helps us recognize how the food or the herbs that we're taking are going to impact the rest of our body and our being. So that being said, we want to make sure that the tongue is operating and functioning well. when we scrape our tongue, we're removing this coating of ama that might be on the tongue or anything that's on the tongue, and we're freshening it up and cleansing the palate to support in its ability and power to taste our food. And so from there, we're able to make more intelligent decisions based off of the food that we're eating. We're able to notice the intelligence of our food, or notice that the food maybe isn't right for us and choose to therefore not eat anymore. The other part about the tongue is that it's connected to the entire digestive system and many of the organs in your body. So your tongue can literally tell you what is happening internally when you look at it. It's a reflection, or it's a mirror into the internal state of your body. So you can learn and kind of learn to see what the tongue is telling you, and you can train yourself to look at your tongue and check it out to get a better insight about what's going on. You're just building that much more self-awareness and having that much more of an insight into how your health is. So one of the first things that you want to look for in your tongue every morning before you brush your teeth is whether or not you have ama. And so ama is that, it's considered to be anything undigested by the body. And so it's anything undigested such as food. It can also be thoughts, emotions, or experiences, anything that hasn't been processed yet. And when it's something physical, it's showing up on the tongue as a white coating or kind of a sticky plaque. And so if you see ama on your tongue, that means that ama has accumulated somewhere in your digestive tract. If you have a lot of ama, the first and most important thing to do is make your dinner earlier and lighter. And then it also means that you might want to eat lighter in general, eat very simply, and use some digestive spices to increase your agni. If it's really heavy, really thick, and embedded in the tissues of the tongue, then you can consider doing a cleanse or a detox to support the ama moving out. But that being said, it's normal just to have a small coating every morning, just like when you wake up and you need to pee and poop and, you know, you might have a little bit of sleep in your eye or something like that. That's just the body goes through that process. Those bhuta agnis, the small metabolic fires, are at work while you're asleep to clear house and clean house. And then the waste is brought forward to be removed and excreted from the system. So there might be a little bit of white coating, and that's fine. That's normal. It just, when it gets excessive or it's embedded into the tissue of the tongue, then that means that there's too much ama has accumulated. So what you're going to do is you're going to take your tongue scraper, which is just like a simple metal, it's kind of a rod, but then the middle part of it has a more of an edge to it. And they can be made out of silver or copper. And you'll take that U-shaped metal scraper and you'll move it to the back of your tongue and you stick your tongue out. And then just scrape it forward lightly over the top of your tongue 7 times. And what that's going to do is remove the ama and scrape all the plaque off of your tongue. And so you can check it out, scrape off the ama, and then take a look at your tongue and see what's going on. Things that you want to look at is, for one, is the texture. Does a tongue look dry, scaly, or dehydrated? And if so, then you want to add more hydrating things into the diet. Things that are sweet, salty, and sour help to hydrate. More oily foods, maybe just even having more water. Lemon water, hot lemon water, things like that. More water-based foods, more fruit, more soups. And then you'd want to stay away from drying foods such as the pungent, bitter, and astringent tastes. And less of the rough qualities, you know, like crackers or toast or something like that. If your tongue is looking kind of oily or really plump, then you would do the opposite. You would focus on more of the astringent and bitter foods to help kind of pull that water, the excess water and oil, out of the body, out of the digestive tract. If there are scallops or ridges along the outside of the tongue, it means your intestines are having trouble with absorption. And so you can eat simpler foods, eat just a really simple, very nourishing, easy to digest diet for a while until you start to notice them alleviate and heal. So things like khichdi is really, really good and healing to the digestive tract. Soups, stews, one pot meals, Oatmeal and oats are really, really good, and stewed apples. Then you would avoid things like harder digest meals, complicated meals, things like lasagna or sandwiches, or different types of protein in one meal, all those improper combinations, we call that. And so you'd want to avoid that until the tissue heals. And ashwagandha is another spice mixture that could be really helpful. Then you'd want to look at the color of your tongue and just kind of notice what's going on there. So just a light pink is what's natural, kind of a bright, healthy pink. If it's bright red, that means there's a lot of pitta, or more tikshna, sharp digestive fire built up in the body. If it's kind of pale or whitish or has mucus on it, then there's kapha has built up in the digestive tract. And if it looks brown or has a dark tint to it, then that means there's more vata in your system. If there is a particular color or ama in one specific spot, it's relating to a specific organ in your body. And you can use the tongue chart in the Master Habits Guidebook to investigate where and what. If there's any lines or cracks in the center of the tongue, that can be related to blocked energy or even deep-seated emotions, particularly in the spine. If there's cracks or fissures in other areas of the tongue, that means that vata has become vitiated and has moved into other systems of the body. If the tongue is simply moving around a lot, if it looks kind of shaky or trembling, that's related to anxiety or a hyper-excited nervous system. And so you'll just kind of start to know, to start to examine, like you stick your tongue out, you scrape it, look at it, and be like, what's going on? And start to see how it, notice how it can change. It can change from day to day or week to week. And as you change your diet, as you start doing an earlier, lighter dinner more, things like that, you can notice that the health of the tongue can improve. If you have the chance to look at a baby's tongue or a little kid's tongue, it's like you can really get an idea for what's healthy, what's vibrant, and what's optimal. Because like a kid's tongue will be bright pink, it'll be smooth, it'll be hydrated, it'll be have a little bit of plumpness to it, but it won't be overly large or anything like that. And that is a sign of a really healthy, well balanced digestive system and a healthy internal state. So that's kind of the basic of tongue scraping. The next one I would move into would be oil pulling. And oil pulling is also another really simple practice from Ayurveda that's been used for many, many thousands of years. And what essentially is happening is you're putting in this the oil into your mouth, and because of the viscosity, the thickness of the oil, it draws all of the impurities out of the tissues into the oil, and you spit the oil out. And you can use coconut or sesame oil. Coconut oil is going to be more cooling, and it's better for pitta individuals, or if there's any high pitta in the mouth. So if you have any like mouth sores, bleeding gums, inflamed gums, canker sores, something like that, coconut oil is going to be the way to go. And it's a really good antibacterial. It's one of those best antibacterials that you can actually use, and it's anti-fungicide. Sesame oil is going to be really good for anyone that needs a higher dose of calcium. Sesame seeds are really high in calcium, so it's really nutritive for the bones of the teeth. And then it also has a thicker viscosity, so it's going to have a stronger pulling effect on the tissues. So if there's more that you need to pull out and remove, sesame oil could be your choice. And you want to start with only just a little bit of oil your first couple of times, because it's kind of a weird thing to get used to. So you just put maybe, you'd start with about a teaspoon of oil, working up to about a tablespoon of oil, and you just slowly move it around your mouth and just slowly swish it around. It's a really simple thing, and you can do it, during your Abhyanga, during your oil massage. You can do it even while you're in the shower. You can do it while you're basically doing anything else. And you would just slowly work up to doing it for about 20 minutes. And then once you're finished, you would spit the oil out in the trash or out in your garden. You don't want to spit it down your drain of your sink because it'll clog your pipes, and especially if you're in an older home. The beauty of doing the oil pull is that it not only works on anything in the mouth, so it'll remove bacteria, it'll remove anything that's, it'll help balance the health of the mouth and everything that's happening orally, but also that we say it happens, it improves everything above the clavicle. So if you tend towards sinus infections, ear infections, nasal issues, sore throats, anything like that, and you do an oil pull, it's going to slowly over time work to cleanse out all of those tissues to support, to remove the ama and have healthier tissues in everywhere in the head area at large. The next practice I would recommend would be doing nausea. And nausea is essentially your snorting oil up the nose. And the same thing as nausea works on everything in this upper clavicle region. And you can use medicated oils specific towards whatever benefit or healing effect that you need. And for that, I recommend Shakti Veda has some really beautiful nausea oils that you can order from on her online or her, on her website. But otherwise, you can just use sesame oil or jojoba oil. And what you can do is if you don't have a fancy dropper bottle, you can just put a little bit of sesame oil into the palm of your hand, or rub your pinky around in the oil, and then just stick your pinky up your nose and just move it around in your nostril to lubricate and moisturize the nasal passages. This is a really good practice for anybody that lives somewhere in a cold, dry climate, especially during wintertime, especially if you have problems with getting runny noses or feeling dry noses, dry sinuses, all of that kind of stuff. When you're moisturizing your skin with the oil, it's strengthening the skin, it's strengthening that mucous membrane, and the moisturization brings in that barrier, that protective quality. When it gets dried out, we say it gets weak. Dryness equals weakness. So by doing this on a daily practice, especially in the wintertime, you're strengthening, moisturizing, and building up that protective quality of the nasal cavity. When you get more into the medicated oils, it'll have a really powerful effect upon your really on your mindset, on your perceptive qualities, on it can strengthen your immune function, it can help clear debris from your nasal passages, it can help optimize your breathing and pranic absorption. And it can help clear out your nervous system. So it'll help balance your mind and emotions. Nasal rinsing is more of using a neti pot. And this one I don't recommend doing on a regular basis long term. I've heard some reports of people doing that excessively and how it can actually kind of strain or stress the nasal cavities over time. So I would recommend only doing it sparingly when needed. And what you do is you take, when you purchase a neti pot, you fill the neti pot with body temp water. So it's like bottle temperature and for a baby bottle. And then you would add saline to make it or salt to make it a saline solution. And you just tilt your head over and pour the neti pot in one nostril and the water flows through and flows out the other nostril. And it's a really cleansing practice to clear the sinuses, the nasal cavities, and kind of pull anything out that might be trapped. And then lastly, we have eye care. Some really simple practices to do is if you just want a Kaizen way to take better care of your eyes would be to take frequent breaks away from your screen. And especially if you work in front of a computer or something like that, or you notice that you like to spend a lot of time watching movies or looking at your smartphone or something like that. Is to take conscious breaks, so every 30 minutes or so. Look away, blink your eyes, maybe close your eyes for a little bit. Another exercise is to do palming. And what you do is you rub your hands together to generate heat. And this really activates the chakras in your hand, energy centers in the palms of your hand, which is a massive healing power that you hold because then you're able to project that energy into anywhere you need in the body. So you warm up your hands and really activate the chakras by rubbing your hands together, and then place them very gently over your eyes without applying pressure. And then just relax and leave your palms there for about 10 to 15 breaths. And then support that in relieving any sort of tension or just calming and helping the eyes to recalibrate. So that's the basics for sense organ care. If you have any questions, anything that comes up, just post a question in the forum and we can talk deeper on the call. And congratulations for making here all the way to week number 9. I'm really stoked that you're still participating, you're putting your energy and effort in, you're showing up, you're doing the work, and hopefully with a big dose of self-compassion and self-love, because this stuff isn't easy. It appears easy on the outside level and the superficial stuff of just going to bed earlier, just having a little bit of a lighter dinner. But really, it's shaking things up, and it can be hard. It can really test us. And so I commend you for doing this work and going through this growth process. And I'm happy to be here with you. And if you need help, please reach out and let me know. All right. Take care. Talk to you soon.